Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Knicks did lose the game last night. To quote our good friend Tommy Lugauer, no biggie. It's early in the season. Yeah, shots are not falling.
They're still over. Not below 500.
Yeah, not below 500. They're 2-2. They obviously miss Mitchell Robinson. Karl Anthony Towns is, to me, clearly not healthy and should sit. So I'm going to make an assumption, all right, because I have not had a chance to listen to the radio station all day, but I'm going to make an assumption that the reaction to the Knicks losing last night and losing back-to-back games would be calmness. Let's take a listen.
I think Karl Anthony Towns threw the game last night because he doesn't want to get traded to Milwaukee. Like, that's how bad he played.
He's not a real head coach. He's a clown. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but, like, his name rhymes with clown. Wow. I think he coaches like a clown. Therefore, to me, he's my clown.
They're not going to win a championship with this group. I mean, that's all there is to it. I mean, that's they're just not.
All right. So it seems like everybody's calm. Everybody's relaxed. It's only four games.
Oh.
That's good to know.
Just because they lost two in a row. Hey, they won two in a row, too, you know.
But I feel
that's aggressive.
I feel the need to do this only because it makes me laugh so much, but I want to be fair. The Giannotti one was completely out of context.
Why? He was making a joke. He was joking about somebody.
You know what? I'm not explaining the context. I'm just going to say that he doesn't actually think that Karl Anthony Towns threw the game to not get traded to Milwaukee, but it sounded too good. I had to use it. So thank you for that. Let's get to your calls, Knick fans. It's not about being 2-2. It's the idea that you may have saw your future last night. Because Giannis Antetokounmpo is still a top three player in this sport. He still probably wants to be a New York Knick. And if you're watching last night's game, did you come to the same conclusion that a handful of Knick fans already had last night, which is not only do they want Giannis, they'd be willing to trade Jalen Brunson for Giannis. Let's get to the guy who brought this up for the very first time on this radio station. And in fairness to him, I faux pot it. What did I do?
You
poo-pooed it.
Poo-pooed it. There you go. Even Tiki, like, hand-slapped the guy. And that, of course, is JR in Somerville. JR, how are you, sir?
What up, JR? JR is always there. How is JR not there?
What's up, JR?
Something must be wrong with the phone.
Yeah, Dolan's tapping the phone lines. He doesn't want any discussion about this golden boy being traded for Giannis. Let's go to Ray in Brooklyn. What's up, Ray?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Listen, guys, I'm going to have to agree with Tommy here, and I'm going to give you some rationale behind why I feel there's no way in hell you trade Draymond Brunson for Giannis. Now, listen, in theory, right, Giannis is a great, historically greater player. Brunson is still going, by the way. He's only had three full seasons as a starter. The guy has been a top five-ish kind of player the last 3 years. So why would you make, you know, a somewhat lateral move? And here's the other thing. Giannis Antetokounmpo is not coming here unless he's playing with Jalen Brunson. He loves Jalen Brunson. He knows that he needs a closer. And comparing his one ring to Jalen Brunson's zero, like I said, Brunson hasn't played nearly as long. And he had two Olympians with him in their prime in Middleton and Holiday. And, gentlemen, the other thing is that, you know, yeah, in theory, the team would be great with Giannis, but you have to deplete it. It's a Carmelo Anthony situation. Mm-hmm. You're going to weaken the team. You're not going to win. And Giannis, although he has the one title, Middleton was the closer on that team, and to a certain extent, Holiday, because as Tommy said, he is not a closer. Yeah, I seen him run from the ball and throw it out of bounds because he doesn't want to take free throws against Miami when Jimmy Butler was busting his butt.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
For like three straight years, that he's losing in the first round more than he advances. Jalen Brunson will never lose in the first round.
You're killing the two-time MVP, right?
I know. Well, this is what happens sometimes. To make your point, you proceed to kill the other person.
I think Ray's the most important point, because he said a lot there.
It's a lot.
45-second rant that he had going on there. But the most important thing that he said, and it's the truest one, if you're Giannis Antetokounmpo, why in the hell would you come to the Knicks without Jalen Brunson?
I'm glad you asked that.
Why?
You want me to give you an answer?
Yes, please.
I'm dead serious when I say this.
Who is replacing Jalen Brunson's productivity and leadership?
That's not the question. Please ask the previous question. You said, why would he come to the Knicks
without Jalen Brunson?
The airports.
Okay, whatever. Forget this.
No, that's a real thing. The airports, because New York City, and I think it's LaGuardia, maybe JFK. You'd have to correct me on this. You're the international traveler.
JFK in Newark.
Is the only airports that go direct
to Greece.
Athens,
JFK
Greece.
In Newark.
So,
because I was just in Athens.
Thank you. So a part of his motivation on wanting to be with the Knicks is not only that they're good. I don't want to dismiss that. He didn't include the Nets, and their access to the airport is closed too. So obviously he wants to win, but I think that also may be a major motivator.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to move back to Greece. He spends a lot of time in Greece. And convenient-wise, makes sense.
So in the absence of moving back to Greece, he can just stay here and play. He just needs a direct flight to Greece.
Correct.
And that is easier if you're playing for a New York team.
So what Tiki, did I speak Tiki now? Tiki doesn't want to concede the point to me. So he's repeating it out loud to say, oh, that makes sense.
No,
I don't want to
give this to him. I'm not conceding the point to you. But I'm talking about from a basketball standpoint. Forget the convenience of getting to Greece in his off seasons or in his off days, whatever the heck it may be. Why would he want to play on a team that doesn't have one of the best closers in basketball?
Great question. So do you think Giannis would have a better chance to win an NBA championship with the current surrounding cast he has in Milwaukee of Gary Trent Jr. and A.J. Green and Miles Turner and Ryan Rollins and Kyle Kuzma and Bobby Portis? Or do you think he'd have a better chance to win a supporting cast of, let's say, OG Anunoby, Karl Anthony Towns, Mikal Bridges, Jordan Clarkson, guys like that? What would give him a better chance to win?
I think him with Jalen Brunson would give him the best.
That wasn't my question.
I know, but I'm not answering the question you ask. I'm answering the question I want to answer.
Say this is
it's Media 101.
JR in Somerville is good to go now. Go ahead, JR.
Here we are. What's up, JR?
Hey, what's up, guys? All right. You know, Jalen Brunson's my favorite Knick of all time. You know, he's a top 10 player. And if the Milwaukee Bucks call you during the season, you definitely hang up. But what you do is you call him back in July after whatever happens to the Knicks happens to the Knicks. Because BT's 1,000% correct. This team, first of all, we got to see what they look like when Mitch Robinson comes back. This league's all about the double big, how you play with the double big. I want to see how they work when Mitch comes back. But this, I'm not going to leave it at Jalen Brunson. I'm telling you, if this team loses in whatever round in the Eastern Conference playoffs or whatever in the finals, I don't care where it is. You go out there, you can trade Jalen Brunson to another team, send those picks to Milwaukee. You get rid of anybody who went to Villanova. You send Bridges somewhere. You send three picks to Milwaukee because the market for Giannis has got to be at least 12 picks. Nobody has the actual picks to make this work when you look at the other trades that are going around the league. The Knicks have what it takes. You put him next to Towns. Everything I saw from Towns last night would be solved by having Giannis next to him. Every one of the every single he has would be solved by Giannis being next to him. I keep Mitch. and I'm ready for the Wembanyama era, Jokic, whoever wants to come at me. So it's not a crazy thing to say.
No, no, and I give you credit, like, when you first said it, and I think what I got caught in, and what many Knicks fans listening right now are caught in, is the web of emotions. Jalen Brunson is the guy that brought the Knicks back in a lot of ways. I know Tom Thibodeau deserves a lot of credit for that,
right.
But Jalen Brunson is the guy. He's the superstar you always needed, but you never knew it was coming from him. So the idea of disloyally trading him away for another superstar who's a year and a half older feels dirty. It feels wrong. It feels like something you wouldn't want to engage in. But he's actually right. When you think of the deficiencies that Karl Anthony Towns has, if all of a sudden he's teammates with Giannis and Cat could, like, you know, basically live on the perimeter as one of the greatest big man shooting threes of all time.
Which he wants to do.
I mean, it could work.
Right. It's kind of what Mike Brown would prefer because he likes the five-out lineup, as we've seen multiple times. But it also creates a situation where you lack a closer. You've said this about not Giannis. You said this about Karl Anthony Towns last year, how he disappears in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Now, part of that's maybe because Jalen Brunson just gets really, I got this. You know, you just go stand over there. I'll get it to you if I need you. But he's not the closer, and neither has Giannis been because of the free throw liability. So, who fills that void? Deuce? Like, who fills the void?
They missed him last night. Oh,
of course they did.
You know, one thing, when you look at last night's game, and you should not over-exaggerate, nor should you over-exaggerate wins. I think we need to be fair about this all year, and I will try to be in the best regard.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at last night's game, Mitchell Robinson not playing, and I think this has become obvious based on his impact in the postseason, and just watching their defense to start the year. Dude, they desperately miss Mitchell Robinson.
Of course, because who's the post defender?
Oh, my God, he changes everything.
When Giannis gets down there, it's not Karl Anthony Towns.
Certainly not.
He puts him on skates. And so you need Mitch when you have a big lineup like you have against the Milwaukee Bucks.
And Deuce McBride, you think about the game they won against Cleveland. I'm trying to not confuse the four games that they've played. How many times did Deuce hit a big three to stop a Cleveland run?
Right.
Basically every time. So they miss those guys. And that's the NBA. You're going to miss guys. The Bucks were missing guys last night, too. It happens. It's a part of basketball. But I think it's obvious when you watch last night's game. Matt's in Hillsborough, New Jersey. What's up, Matt?
How you doing, boys? All right, I got 2 points. One, that the Knicks, as constructed, are the New York Yankees. They will get fat off of bad teams. The record will not really reflect who they are. They'll get bounced by a superior team in the playoffs. And two, the Tommy Sidney Sweeney thing doesn't work. Because while I'm sure his wife is absolutely lovely and beautiful, she would have to be in the same realm of Sidney Sweeney. Because any one of us would leave our wives. My wife doesn't
listen to
the show.
Is Jalen Brunson... Okay, I'm gonna try to save you from talking anymore and getting in any more trouble. So I'll just say, is Jalen Brunson in the same realm as Giannis Antetokounmpo as a superstar?
They're both superstars in the NBA.
Okay. They're both superstars in the NBA.
Right.
When you look at their resumes, if we're being fair, their resumes, one's a 9-time All-Star... One is a 5-time all-defensive team. One guy's won 2 MVPs. Okay, that's one guy. His name is Giannis.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.